Welcome back to Sports Day. As we jump into our Freo focus for Sullivan Logistics, three votes for storage and overnight freight. They never say no. And I must say, I have absolutely loved watching this young man kick off his AFL career. It's good to see him out there running around freely and having impact. And the last game that I got to call him live here was in a winning performance, Skeet, where they absolutely blew Greater Western Sydney Giants off the park. Sadly, they had their colours lowered on the weekend, but I thought that he played a reasonable game. Michael Fredericks, the man that we're talking about, and he joins us here on Sports Day. Welcome, mate.
How you going, guys?
Yeah, we're going all right. Obviously, the result wasn't so good for you blokes on the weekend. What was the wash-up like?
Oh, not great. Not a great result on the weekend, obviously. But, yeah, I guess we just really got dominated in the contest all over the ground, especially stoppages in the second quarter and centre bounce. But, yeah, I guess, you have these sort of games and it's not ideal. But, yeah, I guess we move on pretty quickly into next week. So,
Michael, it was amazing given what you were able to do to GWS the week before. I think in the end, the 31-point margin flattered them because it should have been 80 if you blokes had been able to kick straight. But why do you think that took place? I mean, mentally, I reckon you would have gone over there with plenty of confidence. And, you know, I think we were all expecting that you could probably beat Carlton given how they were tracking at the time.
Yeah, well, we went into the game obviously with a plan, and we expected Carlton to come out hard. They've played against two good opposition in their first two games and have been right in it. So we didn't expect anything less from them. I guess we're just too reactive in the game, and I guess it didn't go too well from the second quarter onwards. So,
Michael, when it comes to the coach, you mentioned that Andy Brayshaw, not enough protection, that perhaps your midfield got bullied. Patrick Cripps was terrific. We know he's a gun, but a lesson for some of your mids and your whole team about maybe being able to stand up to the physical pressure when it comes.
Yeah, it wasn't great seeing what Andy had to put up with, and I guess it wasn't great from a team's perspective. No one really standing up for him, but I guess, yeah, we didn't really match their physical pressure in the midfield in the second quarter, and yeah, we'll work on that throughout the week and hopefully bring out a great performance against the Hawks on Sunday. So,
yeah, I know you're not on selection committee and you're just happy to get a game yourself, but let's have a look at who might come into the mix this week. The captain, Nat Fyfe, I'm going to ask you how he has been looking at training. We know that Josh Tracy's knocking on the door to make his debut. And yep. Sam Sturt kicked 5 for Peel against East Fremantle in the Waffle. So, just naming 3 players here, and there's Griffin Logan, others coming through, but you've got some forward firepower, hopefully, available at least.
Yeah, Sturdy, yeah, great performance in the Waffle on Friday night, kicking 5. So he'll probably be in consideration for this week's game. And Joshy travelled with us on the weekend as one of the extra emergencies. And, yeah, Fifey has been tracking well. He trained with the Waffle boys this morning and, looks ready to go. So, I guess Fifey probably just has to pass the concussion protocols and he should be all right for this week.
That being said, yeah. Michael, unfortunately, you've got the loss of Hayden Young, who had syndesmosis last year, and now a hammy, which is going to keep him sidelined for a bit, which is sad news because he looks like a real talent.
Yeah, it's not great for Hayden. And, yeah, it was good to see him get a few games early on last year and do what he was able to do. And then, obviously, it was unfortunate that he got injured last year. And then, yeah, he was having a ripper start to the year and then, unfortunately, got injured on the weekend. So, we don't know the timeline of his injury yet. But, yeah, hopefully he's back at some point throughout the year.
Now, how is your twin brother going, Martin? How's he going?
He's not too bad. I spoke to him yesterday, and they played round one in the SANFL on Friday night. They didn't win, but yeah, I watched the game live on my laptop, and I think he did pretty well. But I guess it's a hard team to crack into. We'll see what happens this week after their game against the Eagles. But yeah, I guess I don't think he's too far off from getting a game. So hopefully at some point during the year he has his hand up for selection. That would be pretty good.
Michael, I have twin daughters who are 20, and they fight pretty regularly. They're close, I think, but I'm not quite sure at times whether they love or hate each other. What are you and your twin brother like? Is there a lot of affection, and are you tight? Or are you a bit like the Wall brothers, just say hello from time to time and have Christmases together?
Our relationship's a bit funny. At times we can get a bit fiery. I guess it's probably a good thing that I'm here and he's in Adelaide to separate us a bit. But, yeah, at times I could be a bit fiery back in the day, but I guess I'm a bit tame now. But, we're really close. So I talk to him a lot during the weeks before games and just whenever we have a day off and all that stuff. So, yeah, it's good to, I guess, stay connected with him and my mum as well. So
he'd be a little bit jealous, I'm sure, that you've got a couple of games under your belt and he's still looking to notch up his first. And look, given that Adelaide is your hometown, and you know, from like your experience growing up, like is he a similar player to you? Is he similar size, strengths? You know, what's he like?
I used to be very short, and he's been about the same height since 14, and now I've overtaken him and he just hasn't grown. So I'm a bit taller than him and probably fitter than him now. But he's much more stockier and he probably weighs more than me. So he's a bit strong and powerful. He doesn't mind a Dusty Martin stiff arm, so every now and then. So, yeah.
Michael, do you sense, particularly at Optus Stadium, when you've got the ball in your hand and you're quick, love the goals, do you sense the crowd get behind you? Because there is a feeling that when you've come onto the scene that there's a real excitement factor about you.
Yeah, you can definitely hear the crowd out there. It's a pretty cool feeling, I guess. When I'm near the ball, I can hear the crowd get louder and louder. And, it's a great feeling, I guess. Playing in front of the Purple Army is no better feeling, really. So hopefully that happens a little bit on the weekend. So that'll be good.
Speaking of the weekend, I'm not sure if you looked at the Hawks yesterday, beaten by less than a kick. They're obviously thereabouts, having won by a point over Essendon. It just seems that sort of season where teams like yourself, Hawthorn, even Carlton, to make the game, to win these games at a 50-50.
Yeah, I guess at the moment, the season's a bit unpredictable. You just don't know what's going to happen. Like, even the Essendon and Saints, you know, was a bit funny, that one. But, yeah, I guess teams like those three teams you've mentioned and us, these games that we have coming up are pretty crucial. So hopefully we can go into them with a positive mindset and, yeah, get the win against the teams that we have coming up, because they'll be pretty important for us later in the year wherever we sit on the table. So we want to be playing finals footy. So, yeah, the games that we have coming up will be pretty crucial. So
got you, put your heads on and go to work. I think that expected to happen and never going to happen, mate. Good luck. Hopefully you can get that radar going straight too, mate. Six in the last couple of weeks. Should have been eight, I reckon. What do you reckon?
But, yeah, I guess that one you can sort of fix. So a lot of practice throughout the week will hopefully help on the weekend.
And, Michael, just quickly, when it comes to practice, Carl is quite critical of all footballers with their lack of accuracy. Are you a product of taking the set shots, or do you prefer around your body, the little dribble along the ground? What do you feel comfortable with, say, from 30 metres out?
I don't mind a set shot. I do have, like, a set routine. I guess not all the time you're going to kick them, but, yeah, I always stick to my routine. I never go away from it, even if I've missed a couple. But, yeah, I guess on the weekend I had a few different shots on goals, like a couple set shots and a few on the run, so yeah, there were times where maybe I could have just kept running more with the ball or whatever it might have been. But, yeah, I guess always practicing different type of shots during trainings, because you never know what kind of shots on goal you'll get during the week, on the weekend. So,
yeah, Michael, as I say, in other sports, the more shots you're having, the more chance you have of hitting the target, and eventually you're going to hit the right spot. So, you find some accuracy, may you get a victory on the weekend against Hawthorn.
Yeah, exactly. No worries. Thanks, guys.